Well, our view is that, of course, that we, when I traveled to Iran, we had seen the humbleness. We found it was very surprising, being that it is a country where people are God-fearing as a whole. They believe in God and they serve God. Of course, every individual is different in their levels of serving of God, but the belief in God, you can see the difference. It's palpable to see the difference between that society and the society where the deprivation is so great, where you have television immorality, immodesty, and so forth. It's so greatly the last 50 years, I suppose, because of television and movies and what the internet and whatever is all rampant today. You have the children grow up with they say democracy, but democracy had originally meant freedom to serve God. If you say like one nation under God, for instance, the United States and so forth. But unfortunately, many of the teachers today in Western civilization are busy preaching one nation, God forbid, to exclude God. In other words, free of God, free from God. And they go to court and they are able to win cases one after the other that to exclude God, God forbid, which you can't exclude, but they try to officially exclude God from the schooling, from every issue. And I say this was not what the forming fathers in the United States, for instance, had in mind. They clearly had in mind one nation under God, that the freedom just to serve God, and different however you want to serve God. So you can see the difference when you go to the Muslim countries where they do believe in the one God, and they officially hold that rule. You see, like I say, the humbleness, the God-fearingness, the way, the style that they speak to people. So we had great respect for that. And a lot of the propaganda against this is simply propaganda against comes from Zionism, which is in opposition to because they are busy trying to portray their problem with the Muslim people as a problem between two religions, Judaism and Muslim. And our view, and not only our view, but the fact is, it's totally a falsification. It's not a problem between Judaism and the Muslim religion, because if it would have been so, why was it created in the last 100 years? Why did the Jewish people live peacefully? And that we know for a fact. History bears witness to the fact that the Jews lived peacefully with the Muslim people in many of the different countries that they lived, that they resided. Of course, occasionally it wasn't perfect, but they did live peacefully and in some places perfectly in harmony in all the Muslim countries. And so it's not a Muslim problem. Only in the last 100 years the problems started and grew as Zionism grew. So you see, it's clearly Zionism. It's because it's a secular, like I say, a nationalistic entity. And this is the problem between Zionism and the Muslim. It's not Judaism and Muslim, but they're trying to portray Muslim as some type of third world religion that is anti-civilization and anti-humanity, anti-freedom, and that is false.